Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lowest Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Good. Well, not to get too political, but just a dab, I want to acknowledge your home state. Thank you, Georgia.
Right.
Thank you, Georgia. Yes, we're paying a high price to be free thinkers. So we are now officially a third world country because now. So embarrassed to be American. Oh my God. Anyway.
Yeah. And in fact, I want to say hello to Raven. Raven, I got your package yesterday. I didn't get home till late last night, so I appreciate that. I have another juicer now to kind of play with and see.
Wow. You've got some good fans. I see. Okay. All right.
But she also is saying, could you pick a card for today, please, for everyone?
With my juicer. No, I'm kidding. No, not at all. Yes, of course. Speaking of juice, I reluctantly made my celery juice. But reluctant because, like you, it's cold. Who wants to have... Anthony Williams, with all his rules, you can't have anything at this. And I'm like, you know what? So I actually... I love you, Anthony William, medical medium. I love you. But because I've been having a little gastrointestinal discomfort, I said, you know what? I'm a rule breaker. I threw in a big old piece of ginger. Say something, Anthony William. Okay. Oh, no, you have to have it by itself. Okay. Yes. Let me just... Okay. So... Raven would like a card for everyone.
Yeah.
But she's picking it. But she's going to pick it. Can she?
Yeah, she can pick it.
Yeah.
She's in there.
Okay.
She's listening.
Okay, so she can pick it. All right, so I have the database up. I'm ready.
All right.
Okay, the number associated with this message is 924. I think it's so appropriate for what's going on in these United States. Okay, allow the silence of healing. Take the time needed to do the long-term work necessary to align patterns into the wisdom of transformation. I mean, if that just is not so appropriate for every damn thing, I'll read it again. Allow the silence of healing to take the time needed to do the long-term work necessary to align patterns into the wisdom of transformation. And if I was to rewrite this, and the thing is, do I remember writing this? No. Do I remember when it was written? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Is this the first time we're reading this message? Yes, it is. I would put in necessary to align new patterns.
You need to send that one to me. I may just use that as our tweet today.
Yes. I'm going to send it to you right now. Not as you explained the breakdown of the number, which is 924. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might just throw in the word new patterns in the message.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine.
924.
Well, it makes sense. I like that it starts off with a 9, which is about endings and conclusions. Also bigger picture. So from these endings, you have this number 2, which is about relationships and collaboration and support. And it goes into the 4 then, which is about a new foundation. You know, it's new goals, having a good structure and at least setting down the groundwork for what's to come. So when you look at all that, the 9, the 2, the 4, from this ending, some would say from this chaos, but from this ending, you go into setting out some, getting on even ground. Even the last 2 numbers are even numbers. So it's about going from everything's kind of crazy, and 9 in itself means transformation because of things that are endings, and then because you're on the cusp of something new, it's where the 9 represents. Then you jump into these even numbers of the 2 and the 4, and that's to say, hey, you know, get yourself grounded, pick your connections and your relationships. See where that can lead you, because the support is there. And then the 4 is about using those connections and the relationships that you have established that you want to put your energy into creating something that sets you up, you know, where it's a good foundation. They've got solid goals. Let's see what you build. When you add all that up, that ends up being a 6, which is about love. And,
wow.
And, it's about the support from the community. I mean, so it is. It's an important sequence of numbers. It backs up a very important message about, you know, it's funny because all the other words that are from that message were, you know, it's about patterns or you know, new things or, you know, just setting up something new. Those are like the numbers in between. The numbers that we're talking about, you know, like read between the lines.
Right.
The 1, which is new beginnings, the 3, which is about communication, you know, the 5, which is about changes. These are all things that, you know, we don't really skip those steps, but what we're looking at is what can we be focusing on? So those numbers are what we focus on. The fact that it's a bigger picture, it's an ending, you're moving into something else. Yeah, of course, that means, you know, you move into something else. That means choosing a new direction, which is the 1. That means taking the initiative, also part of the 1. It's sort of assume that's how things flow. So what you want to focus on then is, you know, the support. Like knowing that you need support and you need a good foundation to build what's next. And
right.
And if you do that with a heart of love, and sometimes it's harder to see that, it's harder to drum that up when you see a lot of chaos and a lot of unrest. But to show compassion, to show that, we can do better. We can certainly imagine a better place, not maybe one where everyone's going to agree. I think we kind of think we go to the extreme of everyone has to agree with me, but that's not that. I mean, that's sort of why we've gotten into what we've gotten into. If you think of it politically, everyone has to agree with what this person says and you have to do his bidding. And obviously that is not the case. That is not how the world works. It's how the world dysfunctions. So moving into a world where you can have these differences and still have a supportive community and still have, you know, have something where you're still working towards something bigger. You're still allowing for the space in between those numbers, that uncertainty, the odd numbers that make things happen, still allowing for those things. But you're also saying, you know what, we have to keep our focus on what can what can keep us centered, grounded, and able to support such a concept of, you know, say world peace. You know, if we were to go to a big extreme, able to support the concept of a better life. You know, maybe not perfect, maybe not everything going your way, but able to support the differences and say, oh, you know, like I would say yesterday I came in to my friend Donna's house. I was going to do a session with her.
Mm-hmm.
My acupuncturist and reunion person. And so she had the TV on to CNN. Mm-hmm. And I don't watch the news, but my friend had been, we have a thread on our phones or for our, you know, for our, just, you know, messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been kind of keeping up with everything that was going on. So I would get like 57 messages I hadn't seen because I don't have the alerts on. So I kind of knew that they were looking at the count for the electric, you know, just a procedure to say, yeah, okay, these have been counted, tallied, everything's good. Shouldn't have taken that long, but we knew stuff was up.
Right. Right.
So, by the time I drive, and get to Donna's, then,
oh my God,
that was in the afternoon. So that's,
yep.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yesterday afternoon. Oh yeah.
Oh,
how
okay.
Uneventful. Right.
So now we have, where I'm, you know, the Capitol has been on lockdown. There are protesters there. You know, by the time I finished, you know, we didn't even get to our session. Like we were sort of starting it, but we're kind of looking at it because the TV is on. You know, it was craziness. So
it's insanity.
Protesters.
Nobody saw that coming. Yeah.
Well, not to that degree. I don't think.
That's
what I
mean. Right.
People were anticipating because, you know, he'd been talking about it. He'd been talking about, you know, we're going to protest this, or, you know, we need to, he was doing everything he could to disrupt that.
Yes.
So
talk about law of attraction. He manifested this.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So I'm just looking at that. And of course I'm outraged. and of course I'm thinking of, I mean, this is something everybody was saying, you know, if this had been a bunch of black people,
they would have
never made it
to the
Capitol steps.
Yep. Is there any brown people? Nope. We would have been, all of us.
There
none.
Would have been
none.
All the National Guard, like everything would have already been in place.
Oh, it's so disgusting.
And I'm shaking my head because they make it in. Into
oh, they
the
make
Capitol.
It in. Oh,
they're sitting around at people
with the
death.
Podiums. Oh my
and,
God!
And I don't know who. I mean, they on the news they mentioned that some arrests were made, but I'm like, that's for as many people.
No, that's
who's
bullshit.
In there?
No,
some.
And then a woman died. So woman was shot. She died.
Yeah. I was just looking at that, just thinking, oh my gosh, this is.
Well,
obviously, it's craziness, but yet all the treatment, like, I don't want anyone to get shot. However, I also was aware that there wasn't a lot of security on that. And,
no, there wasn't. I mean, what the hell?
And so, yeah, this. I stayed up late watching everything. Just I couldn't stop.
No.
I got home and I'm like, I kind of need to keep seeing.
Yes.
Like,
mm-hmm.
you
and I don't watch
parts.
The news. And I know we were both on it. Yeah, we don't watch the news, you and I. And yes, this was something like, wow. Just the defilement. This is, that's like sacred ground. Oh my God.
Well, and that, well, you know, so is a church, and
that's what I'm equating it to. Yes.
Right. And yet, you know, the things that have happened, and the way people were being treated, I was like, wow, okay. I mean, everyone got to see that, and trust me, you know, there are plenty of people. It's been interesting. Plenty of people on my list, because I've got friends from all over. Some of them who are like, oh, you know, they're making it sound like those weren't all Trump supporters. Like, there are people who are dressed up as Trump supporters, and they're trying to make us look bad. And then,
oh,
well, you know, okay. Because, and I was like, where did that come from? And apparently,
wow.
Someone from, I want to say from the Senate from California, who's also a Trump supporter, had retweeted somebody else who had said, no, you know, like, those are Antifa people dressed up as Trump supporters, or, you know,
that
wasn't what was going on. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And then there are people who were bringing up the whole Black Lives Matter and how,
yep,
obviously this would never have happened, you know, if it had been a bunch of black people, if it, you know, just like, and they were showing pictures from the Black Lives,
yep,
Black
from the
Lives
summer.
Matter,
yep.
Yeah, and how heavily guarded.
Oh my God,
how much stuff came out because of that, and they were, you know, they were protesting, they were there, they were gathered in protest. You know, so I hate that there was any loss of life, but I hate that all of it had to happen to begin with.
Thank you. Right.
Yeah. And for a president who's never owned up to his responsibility, mm-hmm, in how he speaks.
That's narcissism right there. Yep.
How he's careless with what he says.
Reckless.
And continues to follow that story and doesn't apologize for it.
Nope. A narcissist will not apologize.
Well, of course.
Right.
Of course. So, yeah. I just shake my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I'm watching a really bad movie, and
you kind of know
what all the little devices are that's going to happen. Oh, and then this is going to happen. I mean, seriously,
right.
I was thinking, I could see people, you know, these people being on TV and being interviewed, and then, you know, someone sneaks up behind them, you know, so you see even more, you know, craziness on TV. You're like, you know, just the visual. So I had to be very mindful. I already had a session.
yeah. Hello.
And I had to be very mindful. I did my deep breathing exercises,
mm-hmm,
before I went to sleep.
Yes,
I think,
ma'am,
that helped. Then of course I get on today, and I at least see if they follow through with certifying everything, and they did.
Oh, they did. Good. Okay. Yay.
Well, yeah, I knew the Senate had finished early, but it was the House that needed to go through and finish their end of it for their discussion, and then I guess at 3 o'clock or something this morning they got back together and formally, you know, announced him as the winner.
Oh my God. I mean, poor Joe.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
I've got, well, Jay says hello. He was in there for a moment. And then Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Raven has been writing some things. She wrote a quote here from Franklin Roosevelt. In his Four Freedoms speech to Congress on January 6, 1941, quote is, freedom means the supremacy of human rights everywhere. Our support goes to those who struggle to gain those rights or keep them. Our strength is our unity of purpose. To that high concept, there can be no end save victory. So he's thinking big picture there too. She wrote the terrorists were allowed in and the police let them do whatever. No guns were present, unlike any BLM protests.
Yeah, so I want to call. I don't want to call these people. I think protest is too kind a word. I want to call them. I want to call them terrorists. Yeah, I want to call them terrorists. Yeah, and anybody that calls them protest, I don't even get into that. Don't even want to. But that, there's a wow. I mean, and that's and why, you know, the media is you know, tiptoeing around this. This is sheer terrorism. Oh. Yeah.
She said, I have a few friends who said that the Democrats were behind this. I'm like, okay.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
She's like,
and Corona's not real, and climate change isn't real. And
She also said, I'm hoping Pence does the right thing and invokes the 12th Amendment. It's not over. He won't give up. So that was something I was watching.
Gary on CNN. They were.
CNN and MSNBC, those were the two that I had was able to get to. And, a lot of them were saying, I think, she said the 12th. I think it was the 25th Amendment was one where. The 25th was where they he's not fit to continue.
Right. The vice president takes over.
For the last, 14 days or whatever.
Lord have mercy. Oh, my God.
And then she has a link in here to a YouTube link for an interview with Katie Couric and Mary Trump. She said, worth watching. So I have no idea. I can share the link with you. I don't know, but yeah. It's
cool.
Wow. Thanks for sharing all that, Raven. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, well, there are people that are saying, Corona isn't real. So, of course, they're going to be people that say that the Democrats did this. The power of the mind. I mean, you got, wow, okay.
Yeah, and I'm aware. I mean, I'm aware that there are, they call them optics for a reason. It's what they want you to see. So I'm aware that I'm sure there are other sides to this story in terms of the perspective of what people have seen, people who were there for whatever reason, who gathered because they wanted to say something or at least express their disapproval. So I know that. Especially in the climate that we're in, where everyone's wearing masks, or most people are wearing masks, it would be easy to kind of come in and infiltrate and do all the things, just sort of play along and kind of egg people on. It happens. I shouldn't say I would know that it happens a lot. I don't know, but I can see how that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
However, I also know that, or at least I saw, that there was a police force overpowered. I think there were some on the force that said, oh, yeah, come on in. Because for them, I was looking at some of the maps, for them to come in and break barriers or get past
Come on, man.
Early on, I'm like, no, there are some on that police line that probably
on the inside. Absolutely.
So
like the pharmacist in Wisconsin that was a conspiracy theorist that purposely let 500 doses of the vaccine go bad.
Right. Right.
There you go. And that's somebody on the inside.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah.
God bless America.
All right. I sent you the link. I may have a look at it later.
Yep. Thanks for sending that. Thank you, Raven.
So hopefully that'll send. My computer is being incredibly slow, but here it is, I guess.
All right. Cool.
So Katie Couric and Mary Trump. So.
Now Mary's the niece that wrote the book that he was all upset about. Is that who that is?
I have no idea.
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we're like the Dumb and Dumber Hour. But, for all your news coverage.
I recommend CNN or MSNBC.
I'm dumber. Trust me. I'm dumber. I got to tell you that right now. She's a smart one in this household. She sure is. Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, okay, thank you. I think she's the niece that he was trying to like block this book from coming out, but this book either came out or is about to come out or something. But I think she's a niece. I could be wrong. But anyway,
that sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For all your accurate news stories. Anyway. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just such an astounding kind of day to view mm-hmm. all those things, that they had the guts to do it, and then that really it took such a long time for anything to be organized against them, you know.
It's like they had like a concierge service. Sure, come in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Pelosi's office is right here. It's right this way.
Yeah. Here's the podium. Take a picture. The whole world's gonna see, you know, Bubba holding the podium because that means something.
Right.
Sorry to those of you named Bubbas, but you know.
Anyway. No offense to Bubbas. So,
no offense to Bubbas.
I knew a good Bubba, I think. I think it really shows how deep we are in thinking such different ways of life. Like this ultimately, well, I shouldn't say ultimately, on the surface was about, they say, you know, these votes are not valid, votes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Other protests have been about lives, have been
Thank
about,
you. Thank you.
About
lives treatment. Lost.
And,
yes.
and if anything, yesterday's events just made that case.
Oh
know?
My God, the privilege. These people were treated like, where's the consequence?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So I'm glad we pulled a message.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's so many different angles to this, you know, where again the optics, it looks so bad for us. Which is true.
It sure does. But you know.
But these things are happening.
Right.
I think this would be something if Lois were here in the physical. I know she'd be up in arms about it.
Oh yeah.
But it would be interesting if her energy decides to come through. That would be interesting.
I'm wondering if my, because I didn't eat anything to cause such gastrointestinal upset.
Yeah.
I did not, and I know since I'm a child, I carry everything. It's the sacral chakra, which is the second one,
mm-hmm.
and that's just a lifelong, you know. And we have things that express through our bodies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I mean, you are very well aware of that. I am. There's that, you know, we have that clarity and that understanding. And I've just learned to not resist, but do what I have to do to get to the other side of that discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I was, the discomfort awoke me. I don't know what time in the middle of the night. And I just knew what I needed to do, you know, eucalyptus oil, the aromatherapy diffuser, breathing, listening to a second chakra meditation, drinking water, you know, just doing all the things. I plan to move very slowly today, but I wouldn't be surprised that being exposed to the impact of this insanity, and not and knowing that it. Okay, so she's sort of coming in a little bit. Okay, so we're going to sort of segue a little bit because it's kind of one and the same. Might be a little bit of a mashup, but it's knowing. Okay. It's understanding that we are not impervious, although we have the choice to intend to be impervious, okay? So clearly this is Lois because, hello, impervious. impervious. Okay, sorry. I can't like make side comments as I'm trying to let her in, so I have to stop. Okay, let me stop. Okay, we cannot claim to be impervious to what we are witness to because that's part of the divine plan of being here in this physical form, which is why physical occurrences, challenges, experiences are so just that very thing, profoundly physical. If you look at the physical act of conception, gestation, and the birth process, that is profoundly a physical experience, although it is the soil for that physical experience is the non-physical, is the primordial. So to think that, and it is not impossible, but it's unlikely to be immune emotionally and physically and intellectually because it's all connected. There's a part of us that is witness to this, but it's a purposeful witnessing for those that can see clearly the insanity and the madness that is wrought from free will. And in that state of grace, in that witnessing, in order to support the shift of enlightenment, there is a bit of a sacrifice that we signed on to. Of course, we're not going to be conscious of it now, but that we signed on to a form of sacrifice to contribute to the better good because of the density of the physical plane. So these physical discomforts, for some, it may be very, very extreme, like in the form of chronic pain, disability in others. That was contracted in the pathway of experience to contribute to the greater good, to absorb this debilitation, and for some are quite debilitated, but to absorb this is to hold space for it, and in holding space for it, it clears space for more light to be cast and to infuse. It's like an infusion. It's like an infusion therapy. To infuse more, it's almost like laser light therapy, to infuse more incandescence, more light to dissolve the dense darkness, and to be the great equalizer. It's not for anyone to win. There are no winners here. Clearly, there are no winners here. There are no victors here. But it's to have a homeostatic balance. It is to not claim the tipping point, but to be the tipping point. And if you're the tipping point from the darkness to the light for yourself as individuals, then even the darkness will be a receptor to the light. That's her message.
Wow.
So I kind of got 40% of that because I really kind of checked out a little bit, but that's good. Did it make sense to you?
I think it will. I need to listen to it again, but yeah, okay. I think, I think what resonated most with me was about it not about somebody being a winner.
Right.
But to equalize, you know, to be the equalizer. And
right.
Because you can't separate out something that's part of you.
Right.
Right? I mean, if we were all light, for example, then we wouldn't know anything about darkness. Why would we?
We wouldn't be here. We'd be someplace else.
We wouldn't be here.
Right.
Exactly.
We wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Right. So this is if we're here, this is the experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Oh, it was good. It's good. I'll have to go back and listen to that part.
Yeah, I have to listen to it too, so I know what the hell I said. Right.
Well, we have a few other people in the chat room too. I mean, Raven's been typing in some things. Let me look over that, Raven, and then I know the Amish comedian is in there.
Hey, Jen.
Let's see. Let me just read how it's playing out right now because I'm like, I can't. If I have to take the time to do that, I may as well read it out loud. So she just said, yeah, the book is about.
Who's this from?
This is Raven. So this is the.
Okay.
She just, I'm just
trying
to follow.
Oh, the book, The Mary Trump. Right.
Yeah. She said, all right, the Confederate flag, the tip of the iceberg. It's been difficult to stay positive when you see what happened yesterday.
Where's the Confederate flag?
It was in the Confederate flag. There's a picture of the Confederate flag in the center
I'm glad I didn't see it. I see. God's good. I'm glad I didn't see it because I would have wept.
Well, a guy was holding it. I remember seeing who was walking through the flag.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the great message. Being an empath, you will feel what the world is feeling. It doesn't matter if you know what is going on. I felt it for days. This has been building up for weeks.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You have
yes.
to wonder how those people who go to the Capitol building every day, it being the most secure building in America, how safe do they feel now?
I
did a lot of praying yesterday and begging for peace. I can't help but feel this was just a warning to what is coming. And then Jen types in, this morning I got a different kind of buzzing in my ear, wondering if it was EMFs. It wasn't spirit. A different type of buzzing. Morning. Good morning, everyone. Okay.
Can you read it? Can you read Jen's again?
She got a different type of buzzing. It wasn't. She was wondering if it was EMFs. It wasn't spirit.
Right.
She wrote.
She would know. I mean.
And then Raven wrote, "When I get them, I think that is like getting a download of new information."
Yep. Oh yeah, I get it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, all right, so those are the last two for right now. Then we have a caller with a hand raised. Raven put, if you would please keep Bruce, that's her husband, in your prayers.
Okay.
He's having eye surgery Monday and again on the 28th. I'm wondering if that's like cataracts, but maybe not. I don't know. Eye surgery.
Yeah.
So one eye and then the next.
Okay. Okay.
And then
we'll hold space for him. Absolutely. It's going to go fine. Just
right.
Heads up.
Okay.
It's going to be okay.
And then Jen wrote, oh, she said, yeah. Sorry. Raven said, yes, that's okay. Jen wrote, the Mary Trump book made me more compassionate toward Trump. It wasn't, and then she wrote that the, it wasn't the soft buzz of a download. It was way more aggressive.
We don't know what it is. I mean, she'll know in time, you know. She'll know in time what that is. Because
she wrote,
we don't
someone
know what...
else I know woke up with their bed vibrating. I don't know what's going on with that, but, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to put those things away. Okay.
Oh boy!
but I've had, oh my God! It started, about 14 years ago. Where I mean, it was like out of The Exorcist. Not like not being possessed by demons, but that I would convulse, quite a bit, or the bed would be like that, and that's when these energies were really like. Saying, "Bitch, we're recruiting you." I'm like, "No," and it was a whole like gang initiation because I never sought to be in this space doing this type of work, doing a podcast for 11 years, like never none of it, reading people, dead people, all that, never. And to this day, off and on, it will happen. And yeah, I mean, I have. I mean, several inches off the bed, I have convulsed. I'm like, okay. I mean, now I'm used to it, but it scared the shit out of me in the beginning, and that's when I sought help, and that's when, you know, it became known to me that you pick one. Either you get, like, a fatal illness, or you just take that step and pay attention to these energies. So... That's it's a thing, like the ears. That's a phenomenon. That's a thing.
Right.
So just saying.
All right. So let's look at this call here. We can get to it. Good morning.
Hi.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Melissa. I listened before. This is my first time, actually, person one.
Oh, wow. What's your name?
I'm Melissa, and I did do a prayer for your husband as you were talking, I'm glad, and thank you, yeah.
Who? My husband? Oh, for Bruce. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For Marguerite, not my husband, because
yeah.
I don't have one. For, thank God.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Please, girl. I'm like, I don't have a husband anymore. I'm divorced. Okay. For Bruce, thank you. So, Melissa, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being a first-time caller. And because you're a first-time caller, we're going to ask permission to connect to your energy, please.
Okay.
Great. And if you would like to, it's optional, you can give your birthday just a month and the day for Elisa. That might be part of your reading.
Yeah, sure. November 3rd.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay. Happy
Scorpio.
All right, sure. All right, sexy. Okay. what's going on? How can we help you today, Melissa?
Yes. It's more like a relationship, friendship question.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
Please.
Okay.
I know his birthday is February 18th.
Okay.
And we had a little bit of disagreement. It's a very small workplace. We work.
So you work together?
Says, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Sometimes he'll say, "Oh, I'm not going to be here tomorrow," and then he's there. And then okay, and then everybody's don't leave. Then the situation occurred right now. We had an employee got really injured. It's a very small place. It's my part-time job. It's a necessity, but it's part-time. But it's been about 3 months. Just communicating, friendship. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be in trouble. And he said, no, it's a small business. how you think things start? I said, okay, yeah, you're right. So his question is, I think he might have a promotion because, do you see us like communicating? Like he's gonna calm down. He's I know he has a lot of interest in me because he asked this Adrian, and Adrian told me today, I know you like him. I said I didn't admit to it. I'm embarrassed. I said, look, I don't know. I like you too. Okay. He goes, no, you like me different. You like him different. Be honest. Say, well, I don't know how to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to make sure short, I know you got time here. So I just basically want to know, like, you know, everything starts in steps, which is better. What do you see in this?
Okay, so the first thing. Go ahead.
Yes. He starts with the letter I.
Okay, so we're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about you,
okay.
Your letter I.
Go for it.
I for me. Okay, we're talking about you right now. Okay?
Thank you.
The most important relationship in your life, Melissa, is the relationship to yourself. And
sure.
This is an opportunity for you to work through those issues of doubt, being a little embarrassed, a little shy. So this is an opportunity because this is you're growing. You're growing because you have these feelings for this person. And the thing is, you are an intelligent person. You can hold a job. You can be a family member. You can function in society. So why I say all of that because you can tell if somebody's connecting with you or not. So let's just admit that you, the two of you, I can see that the two of you like each other. Is that fair to say? Yes or no? You guys like each other?
Yes.
Right. Thank you. And I'm glad that you said such a firm yes. So let's not pretend that that's not true. Okay? So one, you guys like each other. Very good. Now, things might feel a little odd because it's weird for people in a workplace to kind of confuse the lines of being professional, but then you have like this interest. But you said something that you think he might be up for a promotion?
Yes, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Because of this, the owner relies on him, calls him. And then the general manager got hurt severely yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I'm the fourth. It's a busy place. It's small, but part time. Thank God, you know, but better than nothing. And but I have like a full time, and I do have another. I try to have another job as well. But
okay. Okay.
I stopped talking. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Girl, it's all good. It's all good. And we have time, so you don't feel rushed. So,
that's what I think. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so right. You probably are correct in that. You know, if it's a small business, and then this might be good because then you guys, if he gets a promotion, you guys won't be. It will be different, right? You won't be so near each other. If he gets promoted, or would you be?
We'll still communicate with each other, see each other. But I like to know if he's gonna, cause Adrian told me that he talks about me a lot, and then he said
all right.
to me.
So you like each other.
Upset.
So why
yeah.
don't we just stay? If we can just stay in the present, and you can just look at this like, wow, this is really, really nice for how I feel for my feeling of well being. This is a nice. It doesn't make the workday like more fun, or you look forward to it because you like him.
Yes, I like him, but he's been pretty moody the past.
Yeah, but
two,
we can't be moody. He's a human being.
True.
Hello.
That's true.
Hello.
Thank
oh
you,
my
ma'am.
God.
Thank you.
He is. Listen, girl. Okay, I was okay. He's a human being.
Okay.
Okay. You know, mm-hmm. It's that time of the month. Don't you get moody? Thank you.
No, that's true.
All right,
it.
Thank you. Okay, you called the show because, hello, I know. So, So our idea of what we want and the space to allow someone to be who they are. Now, you hit on the key word at the top of the call. The key word, and I'm learning this, okay, because I was married for 255 years, and it's funny because we had the last show, we had a caller, Jen, who said, like, in a year, I have mastered the art of the short-term relationship. I really have. And what I learned from being in an unhappy marriage for more than half my life, and I feel so grateful that for the past year, I've been able to rediscover myself, okay? Because I met my ex-husband when I was 25 years old. Mm. I'm now deep into my 50s, okay? So, like, hello, I wake up and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like Jasmine and Aladdin. It's a whole new world. And what I learned from being in a very toxic relationship that no longer was good, but I'm a mother, and I had to take care of, you know, what was important. And then when I knew that it was the time, and nobody wants to get divorced, especially when, you know, you're married for 26 years. Nobody wants to. It was one of the most challenging things that I ever did. And I took about a year and a half where I just wasn't interested. I was done. I wasn't going to date again. I wasn't going to do anything with anybody. I was done. I hung up my dancing shoes. I'm like, well, maybe in the next life, because I was so traumatized from that. And if I did not get asked out, not through a dating app, which I'm very good at these days, not from a dating app, but the old-fashioned way, and I'm very grateful to this person, we only went on 3 dates. We didn't even get intimate. Just because you go on a date doesn't mean that you're sleeping with people. Okay?
True.
So I act like I'm a big old ho, but I'm not. I put ho in ho, 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 but I'm not. My ho-like ways. I really joke more about it than I'm really like Mother Teresa, you know, if she was a slut. But anyway, so but my point is, what I learned is that I want to approach dating differently. I want to develop a friendship. Even if it's a short-term friendship, I want to develop a friendship. And I want to look at this person as a complete human being that has moods. This is why I bring it up, because he said he's moody sometimes. So are you. So are you. And just because he's moody, we can't think that it's about us. If you're moody, it may not be about him, right? So it works that way. So if you can just appreciate, like, wow, this is a bright spot in my life, okay? Now, it's crazy because we've been dealing with corona for almost a year. I said I've been in a dating life for a little over a year now. So I didn't have much time before corona. And then during corona, I was very a couple of connections were just remote, you know, just FaceTiming, whatever. And that I learned, and it's about learning about yourself, self-discovery. And then I had a friendship or a situationship with somebody that lasted 5 months, and that ended in November. And now I'm talking to somebody new. The first person during corona had corona and had the antibodies, praise Jesus. This person works as a cameraman for different networks here in New York and gets tested like every 2 days. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. So, yes, yes. So I've been very, very, very lucky with still being safe but still able to explore dating. I knew with the first guy, I knew that it was going to run its course. And when I broke up, it was a very beautiful breakup. I have nothing but beautiful things to say about this person, but I knew it was done. This new person, it's only been a couple of weeks. I kind of know this isn't going to be a long-term thing, but great person, cultivating the friendship. Don't have a bad thing to say. So if you can put yourself into that place where you can get ahead of anything turning toxic, abusive, etc. Like you already know, so you can get ahead of that, so that in the meantime you can cultivate a friendship and then see where it may lead. But you are running the show here. A lot of people tend to be a little more submissive, or if they're more shy, they let the other person sort of take the lead. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But look at this as an opportunity for you to grow and develop a relationship with yourself. If you can accept the fact, and this is a challenge because I know it has been for me, accept the fact that you're likable. You're likable and you're worthy. Can you actually say that in the first person? I am likable and I am worthy. Can you say that out loud now?
I am likable and worthy.
Yes. And how do you? And how does that make you feel? Do you need a person in your life to validate that, or can you feel that within yourself?
I can feel it. Like, it feels good to say
yes.
It.
Yes. And let me tell you something. That is the sexiest thing. Forget Botox, forget any of that. Forget trying to, like, you know, attract somebody. If you are doing things that feel good for yourself, that is so attractive, what you're giving out, not just to a potential romantic interest, but to anybody that you are encountering, because it's starting with you. And it's magical. That's what this is, an opportunity. And if this person is helping you to love yourself, like these guys, you know, that I've had experiences with and communications with, encounters, they're wonderful people because they have helped me reclaim who I left behind. Because the last time I was dating before this past year, I was 24 years old. Yeah, okay. So I am reclaiming the joy of who I used to be when I was completely free. Now, I'm not completely free because I got these two kids that, you know, they might as well put an ankle bracelet on me like I'm in house arrest. Okay, that's fine. But I'm free in my way as a mature woman today.
Wow.
Reclaiming who I am and working through. And it's crazy because I kind of had to go back to that place of arrested development. You know, if I spent this whole lifetime with somebody else, being their wife, being a mother, running a business, doing all these things that I had been doing for so many years, I had to go back to that 24-year-old and have that energy connect with who I am now. So in the very beginning, you know, with the guys that, you know, I would just talk to on FaceTime and then it was over, whatever, whatever, they're so valuable to me. I don't even remember half of them. It doesn't even matter. They were so valuable to me because I grew and I had to learn how to communicate again, but I had to learn how to be me again. That's
wow.
Really the point of all of this. It's like you have to be you. And in relationship to this guy, I always use this comparison. You have a girlfriend, like as one of your, like, people, like a friend that's just fun. You don't have to call each other every day, but when you get together, it's just so much fun, and you never argue because you just enjoy each other. Do you have an example of that in your life, like with a friendship with, like, a girlfriend?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So that was my thing, too. I have a lot of friends, right? And I'm not like, why didn't you call me today? I don't do any of that needy, whiny bullshit, right? I don't do any of that. So I that was like my sort of hypothesis. You know, this is a social experiment for me because I'm trying to remember who the hell I was. This is really the purpose of dating for me, not to find a man, although that's fun. But that's not the purpose for me. That's not the intention. I have to remember who the hell I am, right? Who was I and who is this girl that I'm bringing into the woman that I am today? So I'm really having the time of my life because I said to myself as an experiment, well, if I can have these amazing friendships – for so many years. Why can't I have an amazing friendship for as long as it lasts with a dude? And it's rethinking, it's rewiring the brain a little bit. So yeah. I leave you with that. Look at him as a friend, without the pressure, without the expectation, without saying he's moody and that's an issue. No, it's not. We're human beings. We get moody. I hope that helps. And Elisa, I know we're over time, but you did get their numbers, so I don't mind going over a little bit, so that I think your information would be helpful.
Well, your number, Melissa, of your personal year that started on your birthday is a number 9. So you are in numerology. Our cycles of life go in chunks of 9 years. So you're at the tail end of a cycle of growth and development. So you're kind of like you're making this transition where there's a lot of stuff you've learned about yourself over the last 8 years, and you're having to be as current as you can so that the next stage, the next level that's coming up, you know, later on this year for your birthday, you've emerged and kind of own who you are, and you're ready to move forward. But it's an interesting transition period. When you get to the end, think of your senior year of high school, you know, we're like, okay, yeah, I've learned all this stuff and I'm ready to move on, but you can't move on until you've passed like the last few tests. And they say you've completed, you know, what you need to do. So you have a whole year, right? And so this aspect of relationship is just one more thing that's coming up. You know, you owning who you are, feeling confident in who you are. Not that you have all the answers, but really you do. You have to allow them to come up and trust what's coming up. And even if it feels very outside of your comfort zone, just to try them on and say, yeah, this works, or just this part of it works, but I'm going to give the rest of it a shot, see what happens. A lot of it is just like trial by error or just an experiment. But because of you being a Scorpio and also probably being very sensitive to the people around you and your environment, it still has to be grounded in who you are. So it's not about you having to change who you are to fit in or to make someone like you. Like, either they like you, and I feel like because you're a Scorpio, either they like you or they don't. Like, either they, you know, either they know it or they don't. It's like either you know it or you don't. So this 9 year can be very cathartic in that you can finally bust through some of these old patterns and come to some really strong conclusions about who you are now versus who you were, like what Liz was talking about, who she was, you know, half a lifetime ago has grown into a much better version of herself, you know, now. But there are things that she had kind of, you know, let go of or couldn't even focus on in her mid-20s because she had already, she entered into a different relationship. And so she's being able to bring some of that back into her life. But with the wisdom that comes from having lived an additional, you know, couple years, an additional
couple of decades, you know, right.
Couple of decades. So that's, I think it's a beautiful transition. Same way you can look at this number 9 energy, because 9 is about the big picture. 9 is about, I think I'd mentioned endings and conclusions, but it's because like you've reached this level of being where you can't, like you've reached a saturation point. It's not about you having to learn more stuff. It's about understanding who you are and bringing it out from within yourself and embodying that and realizing that that's what you're doing. Like there's a time for people to be, to learn something, and there's a time where at some point you'll be asked to teach, you know, and to share what you know. And this is one of those times where you owning and sharing what you know helps yourself as well as helps other people around you. And it's like it's a process that allows you to be more confident because you see that you actually have gone through quite a bit and you've learned from it. Because if you can speak about it, and even if, as you realize you're speaking about it, sometimes you can speak about it and you're still really angry and upset, and then whatever it is, right? And then maybe a year down the road, when you revisit something that's very similar or even that same incident, it's not a charge anymore. Like, you understand what came from that. Even as terrible as it was or as difficult as it was, maybe you with the passage of time, you realize, you know what? It's, you know, what isn't what I would have chosen if I were conscious about it, but I'm glad I went through that, because now I know X, Y, and Z. Now I know this about me. So I feel like I could talk about the other guy, but it's about you.
Yeah, let's not.
And we say this on the show a lot. People usually want to know what the other person's thinking. Like, if we knew that, we would be in charge of the entire world, right? If we had that gift.
We just don't know.
But we don't. And because it's you asking the question, and always, always with these relationships, it is about you first. And so how you feel about it and what your intentions are is really all that you're in charge of. That's like kind of like the mystery and the beauty of a relationship. There's another person, another entity that has his own ideas of how things can be. And that's the whole point. Either you share some of these viewpoints, or there's enough overlap that you're like, yeah, this is cool. Or it's such a contrast that some people like that too. Some people like that. Oh, wow. He thinks completely differently. Some people like that because they like the challenge of seeing from a different perspective. And seeing if it can work. So for Liz to say, let that friendship, the forefront, because that's what it is right now. You know, it was a few things. It's a friendship. It's a working relationship. Those are different vibes. But you have, at this period in your life, in this number 9 year, you're looking at this major transformation within you that's already been happening. It's just you recognizing it and kind of getting in line with it. The picture I get is like you have like a whole wardrobe of clothes that, you know, you've been picking from. Oh, this is what I'm going to wear today. And then you find something that used to be like a beloved outfit, and you try it on, and it's like it doesn't quite feel the right way anymore. Like it's just, you know, maybe it fits, but it just doesn't, it's not the right style anymore. Like, it's not you. So you have a choice. You can go back out. You can say, oh, well, whatever. It's my favorite. I know I use it all the time. Keep doing that. Or you not only stop looking in your own closet, maybe you buy something new. You buy something new that actually is who you are. Maybe it's a little more daring in the color or the cut. All of it—that's the whole process of you evolving. The evolving part is always happening. You're always changing.
Always.
The times when it's more profound is when you acknowledge that and you own it. So own it, and this is a year of owning it.
Yep.
And as you're making these changes or acknowledging the changes that you've already made, see how the quality of your relationships, plural, because it are different types of relationships. See who sticks around and who you want to have stick around and how things have changed. Maybe you're like, well, you know, it was fun while it lasted. You have the right every time to say, well, this is for me, this is not for me. And everything
changes. Exactly. It's all about you. And you can also download the show and listen to it again, because we gave you a lot of information, and give us a call back with an update and let us know how things are going with you.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful. I took note of that. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Everything. Thank you.
Yes. Another day at the office. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Stay safe, take care of yourselves and each other, and as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love y'all. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.